Yo, what's up? It's the B Show, a wrestling podcast. It's Dixon.
Fancy Jay. Happy Memorial Day.
It's not that happy.
Why not?
I gotta work.
Yeah, but you choose to work. You like working. And then tomorrow you get to have your big old chef party.
It's not really a chef party. I just like to make food for my friends.
Yeah. So it sounds glorious. Sounds like a great weekend for you. And
tonight
you get Monday off.
A little bartending.
Oh.
Tonight? Be fun. Haven't gotten to do that in a while.
Yeah, that will be. A little extra coin in your pocket.
Oh, fuck yeah. People tip the shit out of me.
That's awesome.
And then tomorrow, we're making a trek to your neck of the woods where you grew up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right, man. Bob's Barbecue.
Oh, you're going
Homer,
to little
New York, my man.
Little Bob's Barbecue.
Nothing better, dude. I'm sorry.
I know. You're telling
me
about
it. No disrespect to the Dinosaur Barbecue, which is the sort of everybody's go-to for barbecue in Central New York. But there's a seasonal place on Route 281, Homer, just as you're getting towards Cortland, called Bob's Barbecue that, man, in my opinion, is the sort of the crown jewel of the Central New York barbecue scene. Dude does original Cornell style chicken, ribs, brisket, pulled pork, and some of the, and I'm not a sweets guy when it comes to like baked goods, but that place makes, in my opinion, the best pies I've ever had in my life. They had this pie last year called the Bumbleberry Pie.
Yeah.
It was blackberry, raspberry, blueberry, strawberry. I believe there was some Marionberry in there as well, which is like a weird hybrid of a black raspberry and a blackberry.
Okay.
Not super sweet, nice tartness to it, perfect flaky buttery crust, unreal.
Wait, so you're cooking tomorrow, but you're also going there tomorrow?
Well, that's like a noontime thing. We're going to get there right when they open so that I can get some ribs, because I haven't had ribs in a few weeks and I'm dying.
So you're going to do a little nooner.
And then we get
ribs
home probably around 2:30. I'll light the smoker. I've got a 4.5-pound leg of lamb that I'm going to smoke. That'll take a good solid 4 hours of smoke. We'll braise it off for a little bit, serve it with some jasmine rice. I'm making some homemade falafel.
Now, how can tzatziki. You eat all that tasty ribs and barbecue and whatever sweet that you so choose and then drive an hour and a half home?
Hour
home, and then cook for how many people?
It'll just be 8 people tomorrow.
But still, cook all day. Why don't you just bring a bunch of Bob's Barbecue back, and then you can serve it to them?
Oh, because I want to prove to my friends that I can cook Mediterranean food as well.
Oh, so you're going in a different direction on Memorial Day.
Completely, yeah.
Wow. I figured you as being the hot dog guy.
And then Monday, we're back to traditions. My brined, lightly smoked chicken, hot dogs, hamburgers, potato salad, macaroni salad,
and you're
corn on the cob, salt potatoes.
For how many people that day?
On Monday, it'll probably be 12 to 14 people.
Jeez. So, you get to relax a couple of days. Yeah,
no,
sure.
No, cooking ain't hard, man.
Do you like eating on the podcast?
Yeah.
What are you eating right now?
Candy necklace.
A candy necklace?
Yeah.
That's like straight sugar, homie.
Yeah.
How, with all the drinks and all the sweets that you eat, do your teeth not fall out?
I brush them.
Yeah, I know, but even if you brush them like 10 times a day, it feels like...
I drink a lot of water, too, remember?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you do drink a lot of water. And you drink a lot of unsweetened tea, so...
I do.
In a way, that's water as well. Are those good?
I love them.
Can't do that, man. See, I gotta have some kind of like chocolate or peanut butter with it.
Nope, I like the shittiest compressed sugar candy on the planet.
I heard you talk.
My favorite in the world...
Yeah, Necco wafers?
No, I like Necco wafers. Remember when we were little kids? They were called bleeps. They were like a big orb-shaped, like if you took bleeps.
I'm looking it up right
B-L-E-E-P-S. Like if you took the inside of a pixie stick and compressed it into like a tablet candy, those are bleeps.
What? Sounds like crack.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like that?
Oh, my God.
Did you like the...
pixie sticks?
Pixie sticks?
Most of them, yeah.
Did you like, what are those, rock stars or the...
Rock candy?
No, the stuff that you would put in and it would fizzle, remember, and everybody thought Little Mikey from
Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks. Did you like that?
Not so much on the Pop Rocks.
No? Why not? Just the taste-wise or the fizziness you didn't like? Oh, right there. Yeah, I know the bleeps. That's like an Easter staple.
Now, They also make these other weird things that look like bleeps but are not bleeps, and you need to avoid them at all costs. I'm not sure what they're called, but they're like a weird wafer on the outside with sour powder in the middle. I think they're called UFOs or satellites or something like that. Those are disgusting. Don't eat those.
Is this like a jawbreaker of a bleep?
No. You can get your teeth through that easy. It's just compressed powdered sugar.
Why the hell do they call it a bleep?
I don't know.
It's a weird-ass name. All right. How am I doing? I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm tired. Been a long week. Long week. Good week. Long week. But, yeah, I'm ready for a couple of days off. Relaxation. My oldest turned the big 1-5 this week, so doing some fun birthday stuff with him and going to go see some movies. And, yeah, just chill,
spend
man.
Spend some time on Grindr.
It's tough, man, on family weekends to do that. You know, usually it's usually reserved for non-birthday weekends, the Grindr. Yeah, you know. Got to prioritize.
You'll just sneak out in the middle of the night and find a glory hole.
I have to put the phone down. If glory hole you mean my couch cushions, then yes.
You hump your couch cushions?
By the way, okay, so here's the thing. I don't know if we've ever talked about this on the show. So my first year at college,
You fucked a couch?
No, but I was told to. No, my first year at college, some guy who had served some time in prison was up visiting his girl. So, and we were all hanging out and chilling. And so he was telling me about this thing called the Lazy Susie. And I'm like, what the freak is that? I had never heard of it. So he says that what you do is what guys in prison do to get off and to make it feel like you are with a woman is you fill up like a plastic bag, like a sandwich bag, okay? And you put lotion at the bottom of it, and then you wrap it around your dick, and then they would bang in between the bed mattress and the spring, which would kind of hurt because it's metal in prison. But he was just like, that's how people get off. And then it feels like you're in a vagina, and then like you shoot it in the bag, you throw the bag away, and you're good. That was like, that was me learning about masturbation
prison
and
prison
masturbation right there.
You ever jerk off with a banana peel?
I tried it too, man. I did. With a banana peel? No, but I did try the Susie.
Yo,
I went back and told all my
microwave
boys.
Microwave a banana peel for
all my boys were humping
seconds.
Their parents' couches. What?
Microwave a banana peel for 20 seconds.
I ain't humping no banana.
Dude.
You've humped a banana peel.
Oh, God. When I was a teenager, as soon as I found out, like.
Wait, okay.
So you take the banana out of the peel.
Yeah.
You put the peel in the microwave for like 10 seconds.
Okay.
And then you wrap that peel around your dick like it's a banana.
Okay.
And you just
go jerk
at
off?
It. Yeah.
Do you hump? Dry hump
no,
or you jerk
it's
off?
It's like a.
What?
It's
pretty, how is
that
amazing?
Pretty phenomenal from what I remember.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You're fucking full of it, man.
I'm really not.
You've jerked off at a banana peel.
Have you not?
I've never even
dude,
heard of that.
Look it up on the internet. There's like.
I'm looking it up right now. What do I search in the
jerking
Google?
Off with a banana peel.
Jerking banana jerking off. You tried it? Did you come in the banana peel?
Of course.
Or did you pull
then
it
you
off?
You gotta go wash your dick.
I was gonna say, don't
it's
you
all
get
sticky like a banana?
Don't you get like the banana fragments and like the skin or whatever inside the hole?
What are you worried about getting banana peel in your dick hole?
Because I'm humping a banana peel.
You're not humping it.
Well, I'm jerking off into it. Banana jerking off.
We're not even 9 minutes into the podcast, and we're talking about jerking off into a banana
and
peel.
We were supposed to start with wrestling.
We will.
How to use banana masturbate video on XTube porn. Holy shit. Jerking with banana porn gay videos. Oh, it's a gay thing. Of course you would know that. Seven households.
Says the guy in the pink t-shirt.
First of all, it's not a t-shirt. It is a button-up shirt, and I'm going out to a birthday dinner. Here's something. Why don't we just segue right into this? This is from LA Weekly. 7 household objects that men can use to jerk off with safely. Okay,
right.
What do you think they are?
Well, one of them is obviously a banana peel because you Googled that shit.
Yep, number one is banana.
Yeah.
Oh,
just
like,
give
yeah.
us the list, man.
Number one is banana. 2 is pillows. I used to dry hump some pillows.
You are.
Yeah,
you,
and I would
you
form the sheets around.
How much you liked
yeah.
dry humping.
I used to dry hump all the time, man. That was my thing. 3, soft fabrics. 4, tissue paper towel, wrapping paper rolls around it.
I ain't fucking no cardboard.
Yeah, I did try that once. My first time I took like a... toilet paper roll, and I tried it. This was like, God, when I was like,
it was like ringing the dinner bell, wasn't it?
Well, first, couldn't fit it in there. No, it just wouldn't, I'm just, didn't do anything. I was just looking for something to put it in. Let's see. It says, cock condiments are more pleasurable when warm slightly in the microwave. Take a large cucumber, squash, watermelon, honeydew, or cantaloupe. Cut a hole to fit your erection in one side and a smaller opening the size of a pencil in the other. Hollow out the inside to fit your circumference and then screw the squishy goodness. Oh, my God. This is disgusting. Plastic baggie. Yes, my thing made it. The Susie. Pick your size from a snack to storage. Fill in with Crisco, Vaseline, or Jell-O, or banana pulp. Oh, banana keeps coming back. Rubber gloves. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
It says never use. Oh, and here's a tip for all you guys out there. Never use soap, shampoo, or conditioner, or shaving cream, as they can cause a burning feeling in the urethra. If you do it anyway, beware that peeing and ejaculating may be painful for several days.
Fun.
Look at that. What a great way. We didn't even have that on our
itinerary.
Itinerary. That's great.
All right. So okay, we skipped last week because
of me. That was all on me. I just wasn't in the mind frame to do a show, prep a show, and I was insanely busy. Wife was out of town, so the kids, and so my apologies to you. I'm sure you enjoyed having a week.
It was great having a week off. Man.
Exactly.
One less day with you just like I know, really made it. My week. But if you remember back 2 weeks ago, we decided we were going to do like a fantasy booking sort of thing where we're each going to compile a list of 12 guys that we would hire to start what would be an upstart wrestling company. So we're going to go through each of our lists. We'll go back and forth just to kind of get a feel for it. And
now,
then next week, we're going to we'll talk about what we're going to name the organization, where our base of operation is going to be, what our point of view is, and we're going to add 6 more guys to our roster, bringing us up to 18.
Yes.
The following week, we will talk about how we are going to book these guys, what gimmicks they will fall under, and we will set up our first show. And then from there, we'll touch on it maybe every other week, and we'll get into a little fantasy booking, because I've had some people ask, why aren't you guys doing any fantasy booking? You guys talk about, you know, the armchair booking of other feds. Why don't you just, you know, just jump into the realm of fantasy booking? Well, why not? You ask, we deliver. So here we go.
So wait, real quick, though. So the
now, these I have to be guys that are not currently tied to an organization already. Now, like we talked about 2 weeks ago, like a guy like Cody Rhodes, up for grabs because he's working as nightly independent contractor for different feds.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. They can currently be working with different feds, but they just can't be under contract
now,
with one
thing.
Specific
if,
one.
If they're also somehow tied to an international indie, they're available.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things where, like, 01 is a legitimate promotion in Japan, but they are the PWG of Japan. You know what I mean? Like things like that. So I'm going to let you start with your number one pick. Who's your guy?
My number one. Well, this is in no particular order, but my number one on this list absolutely would be my baby, Adam Cole, who has not officially signed. And I told you he wouldn't by the time we did this. Little did I know it'd be 2 weeks later. But he has not officially signed with anybody. So he is a free agent. So Adam Cole would be my number one pick.
I am going to go with Wade Barrett. I think just the fact that he's not back with the E already, he's got a little bit of bitterness to him. He's a well-seasoned guy, and I think he would make an excellent sort of parallel to Shane Douglas at the beginning of Paul Heyman's ECW. Number two for you, fella.
Number two for me. Technically, he is with multiple feds, but he's not under one. So I don't know if you're going to let me count him, but Ricochet.
He's a lucha guy. You can't have him.
What? He's New Japan, too, and a PWG and all that.
But he's officially under contract.
Fine.
So who's your actual number two?
Kyle O'Reilly.
All right, cool.
My number two.
I'm going to go Shelton Benjamin.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Only, and for me, the biggest reason with Shelton is, I'll get into that next week. But he's an experienced guy with some name value, and he, in my opinion, is still in the prime of his career. Number three.
I'm going to jump around here. Kota Ibushi would be my number three, who's a free agent, not linked to anyone.
All right. Pretty sure he's going to end up being back in New Japan, but...
Well, yes, but as of this draft today, he is not with anyone set, so... All right. I mean, all of these guys will eventually be with somebody.
I'm going to go Aaron Stevens, better known to the WWE community as Damian Sandow.
Oh, wait, can I just... I'm going to go over my list of people that I wanted to pick, but they got bumped out.
Okay.
And then I'll jump in.
Don't forget, next week we're adding six more guys, so.
Yeah, but, I mean, I can always steal stuff.
And it's not like we can't have duplicates on ours.
But I also want to, well, I guess I'll wait till the end because you might kick some guys off. Like, you already kicked Ricochet off, so I have to fill in one of these guys.
Who's your number four?
Number four, I'm going to go with a little Matt Riddle.
Really?
Yep. I don't know why. He did a lot of buzz on him. It seems like everybody wants him. He was super competitive and top in UFC, champ.
I'm going to let that one slide, even though he's under an Evolve contract that's somehow tied to the E. But same thing.
Yeah,
token,
but he's in
it's
a
not
bunch
public,
of doing, yeah,
so
he's doing a bunch of different ones.
That's
so.
All you. My number four is going to be Jack Swagger, recently released from WWE. Good hand. I think if you put him with a solid manager like he had with Dutch Mantel, he could either be a Bob Backlund-style silent babyface that just goes out and works, or he could be a good anti-American heel or an over-the-top American heel.
My next one will be Donovan Dijak.
Good pick. Very athletic big man.
Mm-hmm. I like how big he is. I like.
Won the Ring of Honor Top Prospects tournament 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a lot of buzz. He can be a top notch babyface, and he also could be a really good heel. So I like how he can play both sides of it.
He's a tad plain for me as far as his appearance goes, but I think he's a good worker.
Yep.
All right, my number five, and this one's going to go back a little bit. Young man by the name of Trevor Murdoch.
Remember
Trevor Murdoch?
Yeah, he was one of the
team
country
with Lance
boys.
Cade.
Yeah.
In my opinion, one of the most overlooked guys of the early 2000s. Fantastic worker, great facials, great heel, and one of those dudes that I think, based on what I plan on doing with my Fed, will fit in perfectly. Who's your number six?
Number six will be. Well, who are your top five so far?
I've got Wade Barrett.
Okay.
Shelton Benjamin.
Yep.
Sandow, Swagger, Trevor Murdoch.
So my top five are Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Dijak, Kota Ibushi, and Matt Riddle. Here's the funny thing. If you would have asked any of our listeners, or hell, if you would have asked anybody who knows our wrestling mentality, the list would have been 100% people thought we would have switched.
Well,
I would be post E guys.
I think next week it unfolds a little
guys.
Better and people will understand why I'm doing what I'm doing.
No, you're doing smart. You're going to book people in. People are going to come and watch. There's nothing wrong with that. You're looking at it as a business sense. So there's nothing wrong with it. Six, Bobby Fish, who is not with anyone as of right now.
You know he spits on fans, right?
I don't know him personally. I'm just looking at it as a, well, he'll be a good heel for me then.
There you go. My number six, I'm going to go with the legend because you need some star power on an Indian. I'm going to go RVD.
Ah, excellent.
Seven?
My number seven, who gave word that he is no longer with ROH, young up-and-comer, 22 years old, their new wrestler tournament. What's
top prospect.
Top prospect, little... Lila Rush.
Leo Rush.
Leo Rush. What'd I say? Lila?
Yeah.
Lilo
Rush.
He's
not female.
Yeah.
He's a dude.
No, I know. Young black guy.
All right.
Little Rush.
Number seven for me is going to be Davey Boy Smith Jr. Or Harry Smith.
Mm-hmm. Wait, he's a free agent?
Yes, he is.
I thought he was with New Japan still.
No, he has an open contract. They're what's called spot contracts.
Okay, so I guess that's my confusion because I also have... Zack Sabre Jr., not on my top 12, but Zaber, Ospreay, Desmond Xavier, who is really badass. He gave a verbal agreement to TNA, even though he technically isn't with them yet. So I didn't put him
on
my list.
He was at the. He's there.
Yeah, yeah. But Zaber Jr. and Ospreay, I mean, they
free agents,
of,
man.
They are free agents. Oh, okay. Well, you said no to. So we're only doing like the American. Like Lucha is Lucha isn't different from.
Well, there are guys that are on spot contracts and there are guys that belong to New Japan. You got to pay attention to where some of these spot contract guys are also working.
Okay.
All right. Like Davey Boy Smith Jr. is teaming with the tall, goofy guy that used to be in TNA with the fucking tramp stamp. But those guys, I don't even know what they're calling their team anymore, but they're wrestling throughout the entire world, including American Indies. So
yeah, I guess with Ricochet, because he's under a different name. Yeah. And
Prince Puma.
Yeah, and Lucha. But with New Japan, he's wrestled a bunch. He's done stuff for PWG. So that's why I thought that he was kind of in the same
field. He's got the same deal the Young Bucks do with New Japan, okay, so which is, if it's approved through New Japan, they can go work PWG. Because he had a pre-existing arrangement with PWG the same way the Young Bucks do.
Okay. Number seven?
No, number eight.
Number eight is, I don't know if you've heard of this guy. Now, this is a shout-out to my boy Tank, who, I'm not going to lie, he'll help me with gave me a lot of options out there. And then I dug down in my research. He was awesome. He gave me like 12 people responded on Twitter. But Keith Lee. Have you heard of this guy?
Yeah.
Limitless Keith Lee. Dude, this big man. First of all, I love having a big guy, especially when you see what Braun's doing in E. But he can do some freaking moves, much like Braun.
A little bit.
I really like what he can do. Obviously, he's, you know, he doesn't have a lot of experience and he's got to get some grooming, but I like having that presence on the roster. So number eight will be the Limitless Keith Lee.
All right, my number eight is another classic name, but a little injury-riddled, but I believe his locker room leadership will be something that will definitely help, and it's Tajiri. You know, let's bring him in at the end of his career, good. Let him have some success.
He was good in the cruiserweight
once again, and hopefully he stays injury-free. Number nine, sir.
So I'm going to go with, I'm going to knock the two guys off that I had number nine?
We're at nine.
I'll go with, if I'm allowed to have, Zack Sabre Jr.
You can have him.
Perfect. I'll take him.
He's all you. My number nine is going to be Carlito. Still in the prime of his career. Excellent talker. Use him as a manager, use him as a mouthpiece, use him in the ring.
My number 10, right?
Yeah.
Will be Will Ospreay, if he's available.
He's yours.
Yeah.
My number 10 is going to be a gentleman that started in a faction in WCW back in the day. Went on to become a cowboy, which was one of the worst decisions ever made in WWE. Jimmy Yang.
Oh, Jimmy Yang. Yeah, he is good. He got a lot of pop, though, man. The crowd loved him as the cowboy.
I just thought it was awful.
Yeah. Well, it was one of those things, much like Sandow, where it was really cool in the moment, but after a couple of months, as soon as Vince gets bored with you, he just tosses you out, and then you're screwed.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a guy by the name of Jimmy Havoc. I was going true indie. I'll tell you the rest of the list I have. But I'll go with Jimmy Havoc. I like him as a heel. I don't know who I'm going to pair him up with, but Jimmy Havoc would be my number 11.
All right, my number 11, another dude that I think got a raw deal in the E in the mid to late 2000s and is still in prime shape and tearing it up on the shows that he gets booked for, and that's going to be Rob Conway.
Rob Conway.
He was part of La Resistance.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He had a short-lived gimmick called The Man.
Uh-huh.
Where he was like a manly man.
Yeah.
In my opinion, dude, like
this big guy,
this,
right?
No, not really.
Or they were
like
two little guys, La Resistance?
No, they were, it was Sylvain Grenier, and then it became, Fuck, I forget his last name, but he got beat up in Syracuse by Bob Holly for not returning a rental car. Yeah, and I was sitting in the front row. It happened literally at my feet. It was insanely awesome. Not right now.
Okay,
we'll revisit that. But Rob Conway, in my opinion, could have been something. And rumor has it that it was Cena that shut it down because they came up together through OVW, and evidently there was an issue with a girl.
But, do you think that's real? Over issue
back
over a girl?
Then?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now? Yeah. Absolutely not.
Nah.
All right. Who's your final guy from draft one?
I mean, if we're gonna go, if we're going big, and I can have anybody, I'm taking CM Punk. He's a free agent.
Let's be realistic. He's not gonna take the contract.
Like, no, but
live in the real world a little bit, dude. Like, if he's not coming back to the E and he's not entertaining New Japan, he's certainly not going to work for your shitty little indie.
But you don't know that at the time. First of all, my indie is not shitty. It's glorious. Second of all, hey, he's a free agent. I mean, you're saying I could have anyone, right? Like, I could go out there.
But you're also putting yourself in a position where
he might not show up.
He's not going to.
I will go with...
And trust me, dude, I thought about it too. Like, I'm not going to leave you hanging out there like you're some sort of douchebag like I usually do.
Thanks.
But Punk was on my list, but I had to reel it back into reality.
I guess I'm going to save the rest. I'll go with a full indie. But I don't know if you're going to let me have him. Jeff Cobb. Who's also Montezana Quinto on Lucha, but he does like PWG, does a bunch of other stuff.
I'll let that one slide only because
you know
it's
who he is,
two
right?
completely yeah, okay. It's two completely different characters that he does.
Not to get on your bad side, but so is Ricochet and Prince Puma. Just saying.
It's a huge difference though, because those characters are very much established in both places they work, where your other guy is not.
Okay, so those are our 12.
I didn't get to say my 12th one.
Oh, I'm
yet.
Sorry.
Dick.
Hole.
No. I'm going Nick Dinsmore.
Never heard of him.
Really? Because he did play a little character called Eugene.
Oh, I did hear of him.
In WWE. And here's why I like Nick Dinsmore. This dude can slide into any style. This was the guy that they used to put the little fucking ping pong balls on for all the WWE games. So, like, when back in the day when he was, like... young and whatever else. So, like, you would have, like, the classic character where you could save up points on Raw versus SmackDown and get Junkyard Dog. Well, unfortunately, Sylvester Ritter's dead, so nobody could emulate Junkyard Dog. But you put the balls on Dinsmore, and he does a perfect Junkyard Dog. Like, he's fantastic at morphing into anything.
He did a lot of that with his characters, too.
He did, and there's a specific reason why...
Like Sandow.
Yeah, there's a specific reason why he was booked, and we'll find that out next week. So, get together six more guys...
Well, I do want to say I did have two women. Okay, I know.
Then they've got to be part of your six for next week.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to be copied. I'm just going to give you some names that people that I thought of, whether or not I actually pick them. So these are the other ones. I had Shelton Benjamin in there, but he's injured. And
no,
right,
he's cleared. According to his Twitter, he is cleared.
But then he said that he won't come back to the E till he's 100%. So I looked at it as like, all right, well, I'd want
that means he's still taking pain meds.
So
that's seriously, yeah. That really is.
So Shelton Benjamin, Kurt Stallion, Samuel Shaw were some of like super indies. But I had Cody, I had Carlito, I had Punk, I had Sandow, I had Barrett, I had RVD, I had Batista.
Batista's still technically under a Legends contract.
Not anymore. No, he's completely done with it. They don't. He's a complete. He was just on a podcast with Jericho, and he's completely done with them as of right now. That's why they didn't advertise and didn't promote Guardians or anything, and he hasn't been on.
Weird, because they just put out a new figure.
Yeah. Well, they might still be able to have the rights to the Batista character. Like, because they probably created that.
But typically,
that,
if you're
but
not
him,
under a Legends contract, they're not putting out something to make you money.
I don't know. And then who was the other one? Oh, Mike Bennett, who technically
he was on my radar as well.
So even though I know he's going to the E, is your person here?
Yeah, let's take a
break.
And we back.
Hey,
give me your 12 again.
All right, my 12 are Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Keith Lee, Donovan Dijak, Bobby Fish, Lilo Rush, Kodo Ibushi, Matt Riddle. God, I can't talk today. Zack Sabre Jr., Will Ospreay, Jimmy Havoc, and Jeff Cobb.
And mine are Wade Barrett, Shelton Benjamin, Jack Swagger, Damian Sandow, Trevor Murdoch, Davey Boy Smith Jr., Nick Dinsmore, Rob Conway, Carlito, RVD, Jimmy Yang, and Tajiri. Nice. Next week, we give you the name of our Fed, what city in America we're based out of, or it can be international, I don't care, your point of view, and
what do you mean
we'll
by
pick
your point of view?
Six more guys. What kind of style your Fed is, where, like, for example, Ring of Honor is more of a pure style. New Japan is strong style. It could be TV wrestling, whatever you want it to be. It's your Fed. And then the following week, we will get into booking the first card.
Is it like first pay-per-view? If it was like a
just
pay-per-view
first card.
Card?
It's an indie, so it would be an pay-per-view at best.
Okay. I didn't know if it was like a Friday night show or if it was like a big show.
Well, you want to launch biggest way possible. So we'll say pay-per-view in your home arena, in your home city.
All right. Done. Awesome.
What's all next?
Right. So what's next? Well, here's this kind of a weird transition in a way. So did you hear about this Russian reality show that's coming out? So basically it's a new Russian, this is a real show, survival reality show, and it's titled Game 2 Winter, and it wants to be the most extreme show, basically like Hunger Games. It's set to start in July. We'll drop 30 contestants, 15 men, 15 women, into the Siberian wild for 9 months to see if they can survive extreme conditions, and the overall prize is $1.6 million. The shocking rules say, though, everything is allowed. Fighting, alcohol, murder, rape, smoking, anything. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's real. The Russian millionaire is the brains behind, I'm not even going to attempt to say his name, is the brains behind the extreme contest, but says the show won't take responsibility for what happens to the contestants. We will refuse any claim of participants, even if they were killed or raped. We will have nothing to do with this. This will be spelled out in the document to be signed by the participants before the start of the show. But while the show's own rules are absolutely anything goes, the Russian criminal laws will still apply if contestants do end up turning savage, and the police are on this. There will be no film crew. The whole area will be dotted with cameras, and each participant will be carrying a portable camera with 7-hour life rechargeable battery. Their survival contest will be screened online 24/7 using footage from 2,000 fixed cameras on a 2,000-acre slice of real estate with translations into English, French, German, Spanish, Chinese, and Arabic. They'll be given survival training from the Russia's elite force operatives, and they will have a song, a logo, and a title.
Sounds like a bad 90s action movie.
It really does. Oh, remember Ice-T? What was that, a survival? Or
Surviving the Game.
Yeah, Surviving the Game, man. That was awesome.
This actually sounds like a Japanese movie from back in the day called Battle Royale.
Oh, one of the best movies ever.
Until they tried to remake it.
Oh, yeah, you can't remake anything. It's one of the best movies if you want some just crazy violence, scary. I mean, that's basically what Hunger Games.
Kind of. That's a little more fantasy, though.
Yes, but as far as, like, kids and battling each other and putting them in a dystopian wasteland where they have to fend for themselves. No, that's awesome. But I thought, would you ever do a show like this since you're the ultimate badass?
I don't know, I'm the ultimate badass. Do I get a weapon?
You can do whatever you want. You can bring whatever you want on it. You can rape somebody.
I'd rape you.
Can't rape the willing. Would you do that?
I'm not a raper.
Well, that's good to know. I'm glad that we've done 54 shows and we've finally come to that. I'm glad that you are not a raper. Could you do anything like this? What's the most extreme you think you could go, knowing it's going to be televised for over $1 million?
I don't know, man.
I mean, I guess you would kill somebody if they were going to kill you.
I'd have no problem killing somebody, especially if I didn't like them.
That's such BS. You would not just willingly kill someone just because you didn't like them.
You don't know me.
I do. Yes, I do know you, and you have no murders that we know of, as he gives me this side glance. Better not be saying anything, dude. This is recorded, man.
if somebody offered me $1.6 million to off one of my enemies and it got signed off on and there was nothing, like if it was Russian martial law and I wasn't going to jail for it, fuck yes, I would murder Rich Lauber.
So you're telling me that if you could murder someone,
Rich Lauber,
that you would not get, dude, you can't, is he a friend? Please tell me he's a friend. You can't say that, man.
He's because the operations manager for iHeart Media Syracuse.
So if he ends up dead, we've already had this discussion, I think, about the same guy.
Yeah.
If he ends up dead.
It's the dude I used to mail boxes of shit to.
They're going to come after you, man.
No, they're not.
Why wouldn't they come after you? You just admitted that if you were paid, you would kill him.
Who the fuck's going to pay me to murder that guy? His lesbian ex-wife?
Yes, maybe.
His obese 400-pound daughter? I don't know.
Come on, man. You can't be bringing his daughter into this.
Why?
She has nothing to do with that.
She's a horrible human being.
She is?
Yeah.
Because of him?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know her, so let's just stick to the guy that you send the poop to. Maybe she's horrible because she would always have shit show up on her doorstep.
Nah. She's just a rotten person.
Okay, so what's the most that you would be offered?
What do you mean?
What's the most that someone could offer you and says, hey, I want you to go off this guy. I won't say his name. Because
Rich Lauber.
And you have to...
And there's no consequences for me other than a paycheck.
Yes, and you're...
$5.
And you're
$5 is the least I would do it for.
So you would straight up purge him?
Yeah. Oh, God. And I would videotape it, and I would play it back and probably masturbate to it. That's how much I'm into it.
Would you put a banana around you while you did it?
No, I wouldn't need that.
Wait. You wouldn't need that? You wouldn't need that extra comfort? Wait. You would totally kill someone if you knew that you weren't going to get thrown in jail? That's the only thing that's stopping you right now?
There's a small,
is the law?
There's a small list of dudes that I would happily go murder for free. If there was a purge, you better believe I would be participating.
Jesus.
Home invasion like a motherfucker.
But isn't there something in your brain that says, hey, no, I don't want to do this? Like, it's wrong to take a life, no matter what a douche. I mean, it's not like he raped or killed or did anything to anyone that you love or to you. He's just an asshole. If that was the case, then I'm sure you would have 20 people after you to try to kill you.
I'm not saying that there aren't a whole bunch of people that hate me that want me dead, but bring it, motherfuckers.
Could we do a fight with you two? Would he fight you? Is he older?
He's an old man. He's got a strangely shaped Frankenstein head.
So that means he wouldn't want to fight?
No, I mean, I think he's at least 12 or 13 years older than me, so he's careening into his mid-50s.
I can't believe that you would actually kill somebody for $5.
Yeah.
Like, if you knew you weren't going to get in trouble,
mm-hmm.
would you do it if you felt like you wouldn't get caught? Like, say there was no law, it just was like you wouldn't get caught.
Absolutely.
So you're just afraid that you would be a sloppy
murderer.
I just
don't want to go to jail.
You're afraid that you would be
don't
found
like jail.
Out.
Yeah. I don't care if people knew, I just didn't want to go to jail.
How many people are on your hit list? If you had one. If hypothetical hit list, if the law permitted you to cause violence and snuff someone out, what would it be? He's counting.
Mm-hmm.
He's on his second hand right now. He's on his third hand. Jesus, man.
Six or seven?
Mm-hmm. Are they all dudes?
Yeah.
Are they all, like, men? They're not, like, kids or anything, right? Damn, you're a sick SOB, man.
Just being honest.
I don't know if I mean, there's people that I wish that wouldn't exist anymore because of the pain and hurt that they've caused people, but I could never actually, unless it was someone that was harming my family
just
or
so
friends.
Just so you know, there's somebody from your life on my list. That's the kind of friend we are.
There's somebody from my world, our world.
No, yours specifically.
The Rock?
No.
My world specifically.
Somebody you would consider an adversary.
Ooh. Oh, okay. We're going to have to talk. You won't give the name.
No.
You going to write it down right now? He's writing it down.
That dude.
Oh, yeah. He's on the list?
He's on the list.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I love you, man. I'll give you $5 for that, too. As long as you don't get caught, though.
Just give me another duck filled with Starburst.
You got it. Anytime, man. I was going to fill it up. Once that's done, I'm going to fill it up with Skittles. Would you watch this show?
Probably not.
Yeah, I couldn't watch that, man.
I don't really like much that's Russian.
I don't like much that's reality. I hate reality shows. I just think they're so fake, and I know people who produce them, so I'm sorry to BT.
There's two that I really, really like, and neither of them are like drama-related reality shows. I love Top Chef. There's never any drama on it, but it is a reality show.
Yeah.
And think of me what you will for this, but I also genuinely enjoy American Ninja Warrior, which does fall under reality show category.
I looked at that when it first came out, and I'm like, I don't have an hour to sit here, or a half hour, however long, pretty sure it's an hour, sit here and watch people, you know, conquer a course. But then one afternoon after a football game, the whole family was around. We were watching it. We all got crazy addicted
it's
to
great,
it.
It's great, right?
Yeah. And then my son starts like, yeah, man, I could do the rope part, but I couldn't do anything else. Like, all you do is use your parkour skills. I was like, Carrie puts down a pillow on the floor, and she's like, you couldn't even parkour over this pillow right now. Like, it's a fun, engaging show for a family. Or for yourself, you know, if you want to. But, yeah, it's actually pretty good.
I mean, truthfully,
makes you want to go to the gym, though, man.
It's a lot like hockey in like NASCAR, where I'm looking for the violent fall.
You like the wipeouts.
Yeah.
I don't mind the wipeouts if it's a cocky person, but when they do the video packages and you see how hard this person is training.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids are there in the gym and they're watching their dad do this amazing feats, and then he goes and he screws up on like the little steps and you just go back and forth. And you're
it's
just
always
like
the super turd, like the, who's the guy I hate? Jamie something. Dresses like a superhero. He's got the green hair.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's from Miami.
Dude.
I think that
dude.
Dude's from Miami. The hardest thing, though, man, is when they bounce off the trampoline and they have to stick to the wall like Spider-Man, and you got to put one leg and arm on one side. And
the flying squirrel.
Dude, that's insane. Like, you know who's going to – you have an idea of before they jump on the trampoline who can do it and who can't.
Yeah. What's fun is they got the Team USA versus the world coming up.
Yeah, I saw that preview for it. That looks
the
badass.
The Japanese guys never do the flying squirrel right. Because they're so short.
They're so short. They can't. It's harder for them. They have to do more of a split to get their legs on the wall. But then again, when you get the big American dudes or a big dude in general, it's hard for them to get their legs out in time to get in. Because you have to jump in and then out if you are off by an inch. Yeah, the show's pretty good. Something else that I thought that you would be interested in. Well, a couple things. Let's go right into this sea lion video. Did you see that?
Speaking you showed it to me, or did Forbes show it to me?
No, I showed it to you. Did you see? I thought we just watched the end. But anyway, that shit was crazy, man. So my question to you is, so anybody, Dixon's choking on his candy necklace. So if you haven't seen this yet, just put pause on the podcast or, you know, Google it right now. Sea lion little girl. That's all you have to type in, and all these videos are going to come up. And it is this girl. They're up in Vancouver, I think, Nova Scotia, someplace.
Weed's legal there.
And so there's this big-ass sea lion. Now, a sea lion is different from a seal, okay? It's not the little cuddly seals that you see all the time. So a sea lion, and they're in a harbor, and these people are feeding it some bread or whatever. So the seal comes up.
Sea lion
comes up, and it doesn't get any food, and it like almost jumps up on the dock, and then the people jump back, and the sea lion goes back under. Then the little girl sits on the edge and just rips her off like no other.
Jumps up, grabs her by like the left butt cheek and thigh with its teeth and drags her into the water.
Dude, it was crazy. And then here's the best thing about the whole video. Some dude within like 1.1 seconds, who I found out, the grandfather, jumps in and freaking goes under the water, grabs her, picks her up, pushes her out, and he's out probably less than 10 seconds, all of that. That dude didn't think about anything, man. He just jumped right in there like he was a freaking superhero. Now, I had heard, listened to a radio show, and they were asking an animal expert, and he said that those, first of all, they had to get a shot because sea lions, I guess, have a disease-ridden mouth that you can heavy bacteria. Yeah. So they were searching for the family to give her a shot. because she could be, have a nasty infection that could kill her. But I guess sea lions can be like, it'd be like an alligator or a hippo taking you under, where if you, if they're ticked off, they'll take you down under and drown you, not to eat you, but just because they're frustrated. So for neither of them to get attacked, and I guess it didn't even like rip her skin. It was all the dress that the sea lion got a hold of. Yeah. Now it might be a little nibble here or there, but that shit was crazy. So my question to you is two part. One, if that was your kid or a family member, is your ass jumping in there like that quick?
Oh yeah, I'd a coup de grace that sea lion. Phone, dock, double foot, top ahead, boom.
See, then you would have accidentally like coup de grace your the girl because you wouldn't
She's
have
little,
seen it.
They're
that
made
water
of rubber,
would,
they float.
As you can tell by the sea lion ripping her out. I don't know, man. Okay, so if it was a stranger and you saw a little girl get ripped out and there was like no male figure,
same thing.
Or you would just jump right in no matter what. See, what was lucky about this doc is that it was, what, 2-3 feet from the water? So it wasn't like you're jumping off of a pier or something like super, super far down and it's easier to get out. But yeah, man, I mean, that grandfather didn't think twice. He just jumped in. I don't know. I think I'd be a pussy. If it was my kids, I know 100% I would do it. That's without a doubt. I would just wonder if I'd take out my phone first or would I just jump in all the way. But if it was a stranger, I don't know, man.
You'd stand there and text me like you did for that fight at the Strombellas.
No, I went over there.
I'm just messing with you.
I did. I went over there, but the guy had already got in. I mean, but did you hear about this fight in... See, that's the thing, like... When you try to be a good Samaritan, you do something. So, like, this happened. So, we're recording this on Saturday. What's the day? The 27th? So, happy 420.
Woohoo!
So, last night in Portland, some racist...
Maine or Oregon?
Oregon. Was some racist white supremacist was on a subway. It was a subway or a train or something like that. And was just belittling and being confrontational with these two Muslim women and was attacking them. And these two Good Samaritans stepped in to try to stop them. And both of them died from stab wounds. One died right there and the other one died later on at the hospital just trying to tell this guy, dude, to hold off some freaking 37-year-old punk. You ever notice that all these white dudes that do all these hate crimes always have three names?
Typically, yeah.
Why is that?
Because they got to be, you know, named after, you know, their...
It goes way back from Lee Harvey Oswald to, like, every serial killer to, like, these... To Dylan Roof. He even went by a third name. Like, they always have three names, man. I don't get it. I will never... I don't even want my...
Pretty sure it's the inbreeding.
That's how they separate them, because they all look the same. Give them three names. I don't even want my sons to say their middle names just because of that. Something else that I thought was funny, two things.
So you thought it was funny that those two guys died on the train last night?
No, that was not on my list. That was, we were talking about being a good Samaritan. That would suck if you got killed by a sea lion. And that video was funny because everybody ended up being okay. But it just shows you, dude, stop feeding the wildlife, man. Stop feeding the wildlife. Stop being an idiot. Yeah, that's my... Jason hates. So, where was it? So, this is something that you'll probably segue into you hating something. So, have you heard of this thing called soligamy?
So, are you saying it right?
Spell
it.
Soligamy. Solo-igamy, like monogamy.
Got you.
It's a symbolic ode of marrying yourself. It's this new thing that's taking the craze, not only in this country, but, you know, other parts of the world. The person holds a ceremony, and it can be somewhat silly, but it's meant to be a powerful statement that shows an unwillingness to conform to the so-called requirements of being an adult, which typically means marriage. So these people, predominantly women, will have a wedding where they marry themselves and they do their own, vows, and they have a party after. And it's a dedication to who they are. If one of your friends had this, invited you to it, because you're ordained, would you do it?
No.
B, would you go?
No.
C, would they be on your purge list?
To each their own. It's better than the weird cat ladies that live alone forever and have like 30 cats they don't take care of.
I hate those people. Those hoarders. Wait, wait, wait. So you wouldn't go if a friend wanted to do this?
No, why would I support something stupid?
Speaking of stupid, this is for all the men out there. Because we're all getting older, and you know, you have kids, and your wife's on birth control, and she's like, hey, you know what, maybe you should just get snipped so I can go off birth control and you can do all this. Well, here's a little something that I learned this week that blew me away. So Antonio Cromartie, the NFL football player, most known playing for the Jets, he had 10 kids. The time when he was doing that HBO, what's that HBO NFL show?
Inside the NFL?
No. Where it's a
training camp.
Yeah, but it's not called training camp. But the one where they did the where they picked
one
team.
Sure, it's called training camp, and then the name of the team they follow that year.
Oh, so he had 10 kids. So TMZ is reporting, and then after his 10th kid, he got a vasectomy. TMZ is saying that he is now having his 14th child. Which is kind of weird considering that after his 10th, he had a vasectomy. But according to...
Dude needs to switch to tidy whities or something.
Right? According to Dr. Ajay Nagia of University of Kansas Health System and Dr. Jace Sandlow from the Medical College of Wisconsin, it turns out there can be situations where a vasectomy doesn't quite work the way it's supposed to, which I didn't know was even possible. Yeah. They say that after the procedure, patients are told that they have to use birth control afterwards for 3 months, then come back for a follow-up appointment to make sure they have what they call a zero count of sperm. So they don't know if he went back for that and blah, 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 blah. But here's the big thing. The other factor is that there is that even after a man is found to have zero count, there is a 1 in 2,000 chance of pregnancy. 1 in 2,000. That's not a high number. It's not like it's 1 in a million. 1 in 2,000. That's a lot of... I mean, now is that 2,000 sperms or is that 2,000...
2,000...
blows?
I don't know.
Full blow?
1 out of 2,000 people that have had the vasectomy.
Get that. So there's a factor because of it. The human body can do extraordinary things. It's also possible for something called a recancellation to take place in which the scar tissue in the blocked or tied up end can form little holes in them and allow fluids, the ones that you use to procreate, to flow through. Dude.
Dude, much like Charlie Runkle, he also could have just gone to a bad doctor.
Who's Charlie Runkle?
He was on Californication. He was Hank Moody's best
friend. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. The agent guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that's freaky. So, like, I'm just going to go to any woman that ever asked me for a vasectomy and be like, hey, listen, there's still a chance. I'm not going to, you don't need to cut
you
me down.
You think the load
there.
Tastes different afterwards? You should find some girls.
I don't know. Half my friends got it, so I'll ask them I'll ask their wives.
Yeah.
Just be like, excuse me,
does the load taste different without the actual
Does Dan's load taste different? Is it, I would assume it's thicker, or do you think it gets
It's got to be
more
thinner,
watery?
Less protein.
Oh, that's true. Because it doesn't have all the sperm coming through, so it's got to be like peeing, pretty much. Yummy, but white.
I know you like those golden showers.
Would you ever get one?
No, don't need it.
I know you don't need it, but would you ever get one if you were able to have it and wife was just like, hey, listen,
rather just use rubbers.
What?
Yeah.
If I was told, okay, you have to use for the rest of your life, you either got a vasectomy or you get a rubbers, I'm choosing a vasectomy 24/7, man. Rubbers are the worst. They'll
like
kill your penis.
I have oversensitivity problems, so like my dick goes numb, which is why I go forever. So condoms actually slow that down and make it not last as long.
Wait, what? Okay, most normal men... Let me just say it that way. Use a condom and it helps them last longer because you don't get as much feeling and the sensation. You're saying, and it's an object that's tight around your penis, you're saying that a condom helps you come quicker?
Yeah.
Because of the same thing?
Opposite thing, actually.
Why? What's opposite?
Because I have very, very, very sensitive, I don't know, dick skin. And then,
so the rubber helps that sensitivity to push the orgasm through, rather than just the vagina.
Yeah.
Holy cow! You are so. I learn something new from you every single week.
That's good.
You're like
standing under the learning tree.
You're like the greatest person to just throw a story out because there's going to be some weird thing. I have never heard of a dude that says, yeah, man, condoms help me come quicker.
They do.
That's all. I mean, that's more power to you. I mean, condoms make me last longer, so I'm sure that's a good thing in a lot.
My dick goes numb too quick when I got one.
What do you mean numb?
Numb. Like there's so much sensation that it goes numb, and then I can't.
Oh. So you're not, it's not like you're not feeling the sensation. You're right. Over centralized.
Overstimulated.
Stimulated. And then it's, so it takes away any type of feeling. So it's like when your hand goes numb.
Kind of, yeah.
If you sit on it. Have you ever done that?
No.
You sat on your hand and jerked off?
I've
never done that either. It's stupid. Well, that's interesting. That's very interesting. So I know what I'm going to put in that duck jar next time. Some condoms.
It's all right. I get
what kind of condoms do you like?
Whatever's free.
You just go to those machines and put in 75 cents and get a condom?
No.
Have you ever done like those glow-in-the-dark or ribbed or anything like that?
Of course. Who hasn't?
I don't think I never have. I haven't had to use condoms in my life at a lot.
Oh, cool. You probably got the HIV. It's been...
I'm not saying I haven't. I'm just saying that I wasn't.
What I do is I stick my finger in there and then I smell it. And if it's not awful, I just don't use a condom.
It is a pretty good test. It's a pretty good barometer right there.
No.
If you stick your fingers in and it is not a good smell, you know definitely you need a condom if you choose to go that way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So top five of the week. Your top five movies you want to see this summer. So, I told you this beforehand, man, so...
There's only one, really.
Okay, what's that?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I still haven't seen it. Don't fucking ruin it for me or I'll stab you.
You talking to me? Because I haven't seen it.
Okay.
That's the only one?
I haven't really seen a preview for anything else that I really want to see.
All right, here's my five. Baywatch. No order.
Ugh.
Baywatch. Now, mind you, would I want to see this if The Rock is in it? Probably not. But Baywatch. The movie I'm most excited about this entire summer, Baby Driver. Baby Driver comes out end of June.
Looks stupid as fuck.
Dude, the reviews, it was at South by Southwest. It killed, and it's supposed to be like this phenomenal high-octane action movie. It's directed by Edgar Wright.
Wait, am I thinking of the wrong
movie? You're probably thinking of the wrong movie.
The cartoon with Alec Baldwin?
No, that's Baby Boss.
I apologize. Yeah. That's the one I was thinking. I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude.
He was out of anime. No, Baby Driver is directed by Edgar Wright, who directed Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz. This is got Kevin Spacey in it. Jamie Foxx plays a bad guy in it. Basically, it's about this guy. His name is Baby in it. He's like 24, 25 years old. He had a birth defect where he has constant ringing in his ear. So in order to go through life, he plays music and it cancels out. So the music is the movie is basically set to the soundtrack that Edgar Wright came up with. So when he wrote the script, he wrote it to the music that he wanted to put into it. And he's basically a getaway driver for this crime boss, which is Kevin Spacey. And John Hamm's in it. It's like John Hamm, Kevin Spacey, Jamie Foxx, and somebody else that are all the bad guys. And then, you know, he meets this girl and he tries to get out, but it's supposed to be amazing. If you want to watch the trailer, great. Don't even just go. Just grab a box of popcorn. I'm telling you will not be disappointed.
I probably won't like it.
Freaking good. The next one is Atomic Blonde. This is another crazy action movie, but much more hardcore. Stars Charlize Theron in it. She is crushing in the action world right now, especially after Mad Max Fury Road. In this, she's a lesbian assassin, so there's lesbian sex in it. There's lots of crazy murder. It's like 80s neo-noir European feel to it, the way it's shot, directed. I mean, she got so beat up in this movie when she shot, she had to get two root canals because her teeth got knocked out from the actual fight scene. She does all of her stunts. Atomic Blonde, that's going to be badass. Wonder Woman.
Looks awful.
The reviews are coming out are saying it's awesome. So I'm just excited. I love Wonder Woman character and Gal Gadot. She's super hot.
I do have another one.
Okay, what's that?
The new Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yeah, that does look good. That does look good. And then number five, well, honorable mention, The Dark Tower. Did you ever get into like Stephen King or anything like that? So that his Stephen King's Dark Tower is finally coming to the big screen. It's got Idris Elba versus Matthew McConaughey. That alone makes me want to see it. The trailer looks badass. But number five is All Eyes on Me, the Tupac biopic movie. It's got my boy Jamal in it. I did the Notorious movie about Biggie. So the guy who played Biggie in my movie is playing Biggie in that movie.
It looks super low rent, man. Looks like a direct to
It looks indie. It didn't have a big budget. It definitely looks indie. But I'm you know, as you know me, I'm big in the hip hop world. So I'm interested to see what part of his life they choose to tell. Because much like Biggie had a very Biggie had maybe, you know, 7-8 years where you could had to push his life into a 2-hour movie. Pac had did so many different things, whether it was a Hollywood actor, whether it was
Digital
in jail, whether or starting hip hop to the Biggie and the East Coast West Coast to the, all the Suge Knight stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what way they go. So All Eyes on Me. So those are so Baywatch, Baby Driver, Atomic Blonde, Wonder Woman, All Eyes on Me, and honorable mention Dark Tower. It's kind of a weak summer for movies.
Well, there's a lot of blockbusters, but they're all like Michael Bay garbage.
Yeah, I mean, you got your Transformers coming out. And I mean, again, you know, you had Guardians and that came out already, and the Pirates movie's coming out this Memorial Day weekend, which, again, looks like garbage.
No Pixar movie this summer.
Yeah, Cars 3.
Eh.
Yeah, but no original Pixar, yeah, right. Cars 3. So who do you hate this week?
You.
Why me?
It's that fucking shirt.
Dude. You tell me I come in here looking like a scrub that I, at
I'm
times.
I'm just messing with you, man.
Then I dress
relax.
Up for dinner.
Gosh, relax.
I'm sensitive.
Where are you going for dinner?
I don't know. I don't know. Wherever the birthday boy wants to go. Someplace probably expensive where there's a lot of celebrities.
Tully's?
Someplace on the ocean. Tully's? What's that?
The place with the chicken tenders?
Oh, yeah, dude. I used to go there all the time in college. Tully's, and I'd get a big tall boy of honey brown.
Yeah.
I know. I can't drink that stuff anymore, though. Nor can I eat the tenders. They were good.
Why? It's corn on the outside.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
The Tully tenders are gluten-free?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
All right. Well, when you go there, hook me up with some, because I loved them.
Cause I think it's cornmeal on the outside, cornmeal and egg.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. That sounds so, like, not real. So who do you hate besides me? Anybody?
Rich Lauber. We already talked about it.
Yeah, that's true. Guess you can't hate anybody more than that you would kill if you didn't have to go to jail. All right, man. That's done. So you can follow us on Twitter at B Show Wrestling. Again, on Twitter at B Show Wrestling. Follow us on Facebook. Like our page at the B Show Wrestling Podcast. Email us at the B Show Wrestling Podcast at gmail.com. Send us your story ideas, thoughts, much like what you did with the indie wrestling promotion. Pass the word, subscribe, download, review our show, please. Just give a little review. If you give a review, we'll give you a shout out on the podcast. Seems like
he will. I won't.
I will. Everybody's doing that, man. So why don't we just join?
If everybody jumped off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
If there was a girl that was getting eaten by a sea lion, yes, I would. And that girl was my kid. And my phone was out of my pocket. Yep, I would. Yes, Dixon, I would. So there. I'm manly, okay? Totally take on a sea lion. I'd be like, fuck you, sea lion. Do you think you could beat up a sea lion?
I could get it to get away from the kid.
But could you beat up a sea lion?
I don't know.
No, you can't beat up a sea lion. It's the lion.
Actually,
it
doesn't even have arms. Of course I could beat it. I would just punch it in the face until it swam away.
Oh, gosh. I love, like, the fantasy animal world you live in, man.
Avoid its mouth, punch, 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 and eventually it'll go away.
But if it bites your arm just one time,
you hit
done.
It with the other arm.
You're in the water. You're swimming. Your arm
I'll
just
dig
got...
that motherfucker's eye out. I don't care. Yo, you got my arm? Oh, I got your eye. Let me show it to you. Let me show it to your other eye.
No, why don't you just grab the girl by the neck and then swing her around and beat the seal like you would with the turkeys?
Because she has no part in this.
She's the reason why you're getting beat up by a sea lion.
I would never get beat up by a sea lion.
Sea lion would
coup de grace, gouge your eye out.
Sea lion would kick your ass,
doubtful.
Dude. It would kill you.
Mm-mm.
It would kill you. If it wanted to kill you, it would kill you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Dude. Barracuda would kill
you. You haven't been in a fist fight since the fourth grade with that girl you lost to, bro.
First of all, wasn't a girl. And second of all, it was sixth grade. And I didn't lose. I just got pushed up against the lot. You don't know me, man. You don't know what I've been in. You know how dirty I've gotten these fists. Sorry, I'm not the hood rat that you are, where I'm out on the streets and beating people up in clubs on a nightly basis.
Not nightly.
Fine, on a weekly, monthly, yearly basis.
Yeah, I'm way better.
Anyway, do you have any shout outs? Anything else to say? We didn't talk about any current wrestling.
Or B-side pick of the week? No.
Yeah, what's your B? Okay, I got my B. No, that's the only thing I left out because I thought you'd be in a hurry. My B-side pick of the week are these spiked waters, and it's called Truly. Truly. And
oh, so the regular old-fashioned spelling of it?
Yep. Well, they might not know that. It's got 5% alcohol. They come in different flavors, lemon, lime, and I'm drinking a grapefruit. How do you pronounce that word? Pomelo. See, I got it right. With a hint of pomelo. It's pretty tasty, man, and actually goes really good with vodka. You just put some vodka in there, you get two drinks, and it tastes like you're having vodka, soda water. That's like. Or
does it make your vagina tingle?
I hate you. And no, it does not. It makes my testicles bounce like it's having a little party. It's like at a rave.
Because they're all tucked up inside your body because you're drinking a fucking girl beer.
First of all, I'm drinking this now because I have to go and hang out with family. 5% alcohol, it's the same amount that's in a normal beer. What's the difference? Is that it's just got a little, it's like drinking seltzer water with 5% alcohol in it.
It sounds to me like you don't like the taste of alcohol and you're bitching out.
No, it sounds to me that the last time I drank vodka on the show, you wanted to beat me up, so I'm not going to do that. This one is just 5% alcohol, therefore I can.
You're
going to
be drinking these all summer long and
Woo! Wearing
your goofy fucking hat. And
yeah.
And super drunk on the sparkling water.
Ooh, truly sparkling water. Super. Thanks for asking. You know what, dude? To each their own. I'll go home and have some freaking whiskey. I'll go home and have a little
Dick.
Yeah, my own.
Oh, so you're that flexible, huh?
I'm going to go try that banana, man.
Do it up, man.
I am seriously going to go try a banana. But it's got to be like a fresh banana. I don't want one of those where it's kind of got like this, it's all brown and squishy. And
organic banana, bro.
Organic, yeah.
It's your son's 15th birthday. Let him in on the secret, too.
That is really disgusting. No, why would I do that?
He's 15. Better a banana than some fucking sketchy girl off the streets.
Well, that is true. If I have to decide between a banana and a sketchy girl off the streets.
Listen, little homie, instead of banging all these like girls that are trying to get pregnant so they don't have to finish high school, here's a banana peel. Put it in the microwave for 10 seconds.
Knowing him, he accidentally hit 10 minutes and burned his cock off. What other fruit have you fucked?
That's
or
it.
Pies.
That's
or
it.
Anything.
That's it.
The only fruit you've ever done is a banana.
Mm-hmm.
I've never even heard of that, and that was number one on the list. And I thought I knew all crazy sex stuff.
No.
But every time I come in here, I learn something weird about you and something weird in the sex world.
Yeah.
And we've been doing, this is, I think, our 54th show, homie. Like, do you still have a whole bunch left for the future?
Oh, God,
or is it
going
to dry up?
You have no idea, dude.
Like
I've
your
lived
penis
my
does
life
when you don't use a condom.
I've lived my life.
You've lived
Make
your
no
life.
Bones about it.
If you had a chance to bang the ribs from Bob's barbecue, would
why
you?
Why would I?
Just because it's orgasmic.
No.
Have you ever eaten anything off of a girl? Or,
oh, God, yeah.
Yeah? Like what? Like
the typical
cream,
whipped
like
cream, ice
never,
cream.
Never put anything like weird on it?
Mm.
I ate Doritos off a girl's titties. I love Doritos, man. So I'll just sprinkle some Doritos on the girl and go to town, man.
Didn't you do cocaine off a dude's dick one time, too?
I've never done cocaine, remember?
Oh, yeah. It was meth.
It's meth. That's right, yeah. It was crack. Sorry.
I did a whole bunch of meth off The Rock's dick.
No, The Rock and I. No, I'm not even joking around about that because people probably won't go back to our library and listen to the old episode. Dude, I don't do drugs, man.
It's a shame.
Is it?
To quote your boy Matthew McConaughey, It'd be cooler if you did.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. Listen, I don't do drugs. I do Truly. Spiked and sparkling.
And that's why you... And I'll spell it out. S-A-W-F-T.
Soft.
And on that note, we're going to bail. We'll talk to you next week with our fantasy feds and weird dick stories and
sex. Rock and roll.
Filthy.